This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy and innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create greater avenues for employment. The webinar will foster collaboration among the government, industry, academia and citizens, encouraging discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements into effective outcomes. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj is set to launch its model women-friendly gram panchayats at a national convention in New Delhi today. This initiative is a part of the ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. The primary objective of the initiative is to establish at least one model women-friendly gram panchayat in each district. It will serve as a beacon for gender-sensitive and girl-friendly governance practices. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, and other representatives from various ministries, departments, and international organizations like the United Nations Population Fund will take part in the event. Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, met a delegation led by Princess Astrid of Belgium in New Delhi and discussed collaboration in clean technology, defense and electronics, among others. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said that during the meeting, he also shared the transformative impact of Unified Payments Interface, UPI, in rural areas, driving inclusive development. Information and Broadcasting Minister asked students to be focused on their work and remain committed to the goal. Addressing the 56th convocation of the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Today the entire world of media is changing." He asked students to always keep the nation first. Mr. Vaishnav reiterated to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities.
IIMC ka jo next version aane wala hai, where we want it to be world-class media university, jisme ki world ka best facilities yahan rahe, world ki best course curriculum mein ho rahe, aur world ki best industries ke saath iska tie-up ho.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has declared that Canada will not back down from the trade war initiated by US President Donald Trump. Speaking at a press conference, Trudeau rejected the justification for the tariffs, which he called a trade war against Canada, a close ally. In response, Canada imposed an initial $30 billion Canadian dollars in tariffs on US goods, with the promise to add another $125 billion Canadian dollars more in 21 days' time. He warned that the US would soon feel the impact. In cricket, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai. Chasing a target of 265 last evening, the men in blue comfortably reached 267 for 6 with 11 balls to spare. KL Rahul sealed the victory in style by smashing a 6, delivering a much-awaited response to their 2023 ODI World Cup final loss to the Kangaroos. Star batter Virat Kohli and Shreyas Iyer steadied the Indian innings with a crucial 91 runs partnership. Virat Kohli, who top-scored with 84 of 98 balls, was named player of the match. In the second semi-final today, South Africa will take on New Zealand in Lahore, Pakistan. The winner of this high-stakes encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi NCR will experience strong surface winds gusting to 20 to 30 kilometers per hour over the next 2 days. The sudden change in weather is attributed to the region's proximity to Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where snowfall and rainfall are having a direct impact. Furthermore, the IMD has cautioned fishermen against venturing into the southwestern parts of the Bay of Bengal, particularly along the southern coast of Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.